morning and welcome to Recharge Your Life. Saturday, July 2nd. Hard to believe that it's July already. This morning I was thinking about different ways that people can recharge themselves. I was thinking about some research I was doing in regard
wanting to make sure I was there if I signed up for the class. So I was rushing out of bed, getting dressed, rushing out the door and into an exercise class. And I noticed in doing that that my nervous system was on high alert throughout the day. I had a shorter fuse, less patience, I was more irritable. And then when I did the research, you know, about highly sensitive people and how that truly is a fact that when you jump into the day like that, you are really setting yourself up for all of the things I just said. I decided that I was going to redesign my day to reach. I need to make sure I'm taking care of me so that I have something to give to all the clients that I serve throughout the day. So I've gone on to recommend Melissa Brown's manifestation meditation to so many of my clients because I just think it's beautiful and really helps with mindset. So many people wake up and start doing the what-ifs, the could-ifs, the should-ifs about the day ahead of them. And honestly, I'm a strong believer of cognitive therapy. And when you really start your day not doing the negative what-ifs, could-ifs, or should-ifs, but really setting the stage for a positive outlook about your day and your life, really does change your mood and your outlook on all things. It really gives you the ability to approach things with less heightened anxiety and less irritability, more patience. So I wonder how you recharge your life by practicing self-care every day. I wonder what kind of self-care you enjoy practicing and what self-care routine you can or have put in place for yourself. I'd love to hear from you in the comments below, or you can reach out to me at rechargeyourlife@hotmail.com. If you are a provider that has made recommendations to people about ways in which they should practice self-care, I'd love to chat with you, see if we can collaborate on helping people understand different ways to practice self-care. Self-care is definitely a way to make sure that you are recharging your battery every day. You know, if you got into your car and trying to drive to work and your gas tank was on empty, you wouldn't get too far too fast. It's really important to make sure that you're taking care of yourself so that your functioning battery in your body is always recharged. I know that in this day and age, so many people are tuned into caring for other people and putting everyone else's needs ahead of ourselves. But, you know, by caring for yourself, you're teaching your children that it's important to care for themselves. When you are caring for yourself, you are showing up, you know, as the best version of yourself. So it's important to care for you. Not that people have the mindset that it's selfish to practice to do something for yourself rather than do something for someone else. But again, if we're not caring for ourselves, it's really hard to have something to give to other people. You know, you may find that you may feel burnt out or resentful as a result of expending so much energy caring for other people and not having time or space to care for yourself. But it is really up to us to set the boundary with the people in our lives, to carve out the time to take care of ourselves, and to make sure that we're giving ourselves what we need. Another thing that I learned to think about when researching helping highly sensitive people is that, you know, it's important to check in with yourself throughout the day. If you check in with yourself throughout the day and ask yourself, maybe every time you walk into the bathroom, you know, how am I feeling? What do I need? Then you're actually acknowledging and asking yourself, you know, what's going on with you right now? What is it that you need right now. So many times throughout the day, we ask other people, how can I help you? What can I do for you? What do you need? What would you like? But it's important that we remember that we have wants and needs, and we have feelings as well. And I encourage you to take a minute or two when you're in the bathroom and just look yourself in the eyes, in the mirror, and say, how are you? How are you feeling? What do you need right now? And whatever that is that you need at that moment, see how you can fulfill that need. If it's food or rest or water, whatever you're thinking about, see if there's a way, I guess as long as it's within reason, the thing that you need. If you say, what do you need? And the reply to yourself is $1 million, well, I don't know that that's something that you can do in a minute, but, you know, present needs, you need rest or you need food or if you need to talk to someone or get a hug or whatever it is, you know, see if you can do something to fulfill things that you need. Okay, so again, reach out to me if you have self-care routine that you want to share, or if you have questions about recharging yourself and how to set a boundary to carve out time, or how to design your day so that you're making sure that you're not sending your nervous system into high alert first thing in the morning. I'd love to chat with you, to help you, to find out what your routine is. And if there's a topic that you'd like for me to speak on, talk about in regards to recharging an aspect of your life, I'd love to hear from you. Open to topic ideas for my podcast, and want to fulfill requests as they come in. So again, you can leave a comment below, or you can email me at rechargeyourlife@hotmail.com. Again, thank you for listening. I hope this message finds you well, and please have a safe, happy, healthy, memorable 4th of July weekend this weekend with family and friends. Be safe. I will check in with everyone on the 5th of July. All right, take care.